Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Summer and winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love.
Thanks for joining on this Friday before Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday is such a special day as it ushers in Holy Week. It's a day of great memories of children singing and people waving palm branches. And as we do at Mount Pisgah, we have a colorful, energetic Easter egg hunt every Palm Sunday. From the church's earliest beginnings, palm branches have been collected after they've been used to be burned to provide for ashes for Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent, when we receive the sign of the cross, a sign of cleansing and forgiveness. Now, I don't know for sure the historical reason for the Palm Sunday branches being burned for ashes on that penitent confessional beginning of Lent, but my guess is it has something to do with the exuberance of Palm Sunday and the crowd, and the deep realization that we, like them, have no idea what we're doing. That the same crowd, us, who is praising God with shouts of joy, will be the same bunch, us, who later on is crying out, "Crucify him." So it makes sense that on Palm Sunday, if we're honest, we want to confess our unfaithfulness, our fickleness. That as we realize, even with those disciples, they weren't so faithful. They fell asleep in the garden in his time of need. They ran away to the hills when he went to the hill called Calvary. Of course, it makes sense to admit our unfaithfulness. It's an amazing contrast to his faithfulness, particularly in Holy Week and most particularly on the cross. All four gospel writers were obsessed with letting us know that Jesus set his face to Jerusalem, that there was nothing in all of the world that would stop him from going to the cross for you and for me. There was no turning back. There was no turning around. He was absolutely resolute and faithful to the end. So how do you see God's faithfulness in your life? For me, it's usually in the contrast of circumstances and feelings in life. In those difficult and challenging times, when he faithfully shows up in unmistakable ways. You might call them Easter moments. When it's as if he comes to us like he did with those disciples after the resurrection and whispers in our ear, "Peace be with you." I'll never forget doing exactly what you're doing right now, and that is listening to a devotion. I did that with my mom early one morning, and it wasn't a typical morning. It was the morning of my father's funeral, and we were doing exactly what he and my mom would do, and they would light a candle early in the morning, first thing in the morning, and they would listen. My dad's favorite hymn, it was one that we chose for the funeral service, that he liked more than any other, and he loved lots of hymns, was "Great is Thy Faithfulness." It's a great tribute to God's unwavering faithfulness and steadfast love. So that morning we were listening to the devotion, and the pastor was sharing, and then he said, "I want to share with you a story behind a very special hymn called Great is Thy Faithfulness." And then he went on to describe the story behind how it was written. And I can't tell you one detail about what he shared, but I'll never forget that moment. The tears as we both experienced the feeling that God might have as well just been right in that room with us, which he was. But he might as well whispered in our ear, "Peace be with you. Everything is okay. I am faithful and I always keep my Easter promise. And just in case you forget, I'll be present with you here and now." Lord, on this Palm Sunday, we remember how fickle, how forgetful, and how unfaithful we can be. But more than anything, we remember and are so grateful for your steadfast love and your great faithfulness to us. Let us always know that your faithfulness is greater than our unfaithfulness. Your love is bigger even than death itself. And Lord, we ask that you would surprise us once again this day with your amazing love and grace and presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.